So we are up to Simon Reish Beis Sif Hei, is where we left off. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Shkedim Hamarim, these are almonds of sorts which by nature are bitter. So Kishem Ketanim, so while they're still young and unripe and they haven't developed their full bitterness yet, so Mavach Berei Pri Ha'etz, so then you'll make a Berei Pri Ha'etz because they still taste acceptable. Gedolim, but when they're large, they've already reached that bitter stage, so then v'lo klum, so then you don't make any bracha whatsoever. Dazuke mazki, because they're actually harmful to a person to eat these ripened, bitter almonds. The time of the milsa. Now the rationale behind the first part of the halacha, that you make a Berei Pri Ha'etz on the small, unripe ones, is the kishem ketanim, because when they're small, ikar achilasam hi haklipa ve'en amara. So you primarily eat them for the shell, which as of yet is not yet bitter. So you're not even eating it for the almond which is inside, you're eating it for the shell which is on the outside, and that's not yet bitter. Ukashem gedolim, and then when they ripen and they become larger, ikra achilasa masha bifnim. So the primary eating that people do with, the primary intent when people eat this is for what's inside, which is going to be the almond. Vumar, and it happens to be that it's bitter, and as a result of that, you're not going to make a bracha. Seem to imagine, I didn't look this up, trace it back to the Gemara, but it seems to be that you don't eat it because it's harmful and it's bitter, and yet people are eating them for that purpose. That would seem to indicate that there may be an objective standard as far as determining these matters, rather than something which is subjective. Then he says, that if you take these bitter almonds, v'mitaknan ayidei ha'or, o davar acher, if you go ahead and you roast them, or you make them edible somehow with some other means of preparation, so then, mevarach Berei Pri Ha'etz. So then the appropriate bracha will be Berei Pri Ha'etz, because that now becomes its primary manner of eating. Okay. Now, Sifav is it's a big sugi in the Gemara Brachos, but over here in Shulchan Aruch it comes across relatively straightforward. So it says, Tzlaf. Tzlaf is the caper bush. Don't know what a caper bush is. You should probably look it up sometime and see what it looks like. But what's unique about the caper bush is that all the different parts of the caper bush are all edible in some way, shape, or manner. So now the Ramah explains. Perush tzlaf, what do we mean when we say the caper bush? Min ilan, it's a type of tree. Sha'alan shalob ru'uyim la'achil. So number one is you could eat the leaves. People would eat the leaves of the caper bush. V'yesh ba'alav k'min tamarim, growing on the leaves or together with the leaves are a type of date, a type of berry. Avionos hu hapri me'asaf. And then there's a separate thing, which is the designed fruit of the caper bush itself, which is called avionos. And then kafrisin is ha'en ha'klipa shesafiv hapri. That's the shell which grows around the fruit, the avionos. Kiklipa, so it goes in like the shell of a nut of sort. So you have these four different parts. You have the leaves, you have these berries which grow together with the leaves, you have the fruit, and then you have the shell around the fruit, all of which are edible. But now, when we determine which bracha to make, so we only make the Berei Pri Ha'etz on that which is considered to be the primary fruit of this particular tree or this particular bush. So Lach is going to be, continues Shulchan Aruch, ala olin v'ala tmaros v'ala kafrisin. So somebody's eating the leaves, the dates, that's the berry which grows together with the leaf, or the kafrisin, which is the shell around the fruit. So then the bracha is going to be Berei Pri Ha'adama, because that's not considered to be the primary fruit. V'ala avionos, though, when one is eating the avionos, which is the primary fruit, shem ikar hapri, so then the bracha is going to be Berei Pri Ha'etz. Then the bracha is going to be the Berei Pri Ha'etz, because that's considered to be the primary intent for when one plants this, and as far as what they're going to eat. Okay.